Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
your praise.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome you straight to the point of prophet, Dr. Lamar C. Henderson. What a powerful song, ladies and gentlemen. That was Brother J.J. Harrison and his wonderful choir. Lord, you are mighty. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get excited. Dr. Henderson is coming up shortly, but you better give God some praise before we get started here tonight. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, we got one more song coming up, guys, before we bring up Dr. Henderson. We're excited about you being with us tonight, but we are so excited about Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. Hey, that number, 347, I want you guys to put that out there. At least 20, 30 people right now. You can tweet it out, guys, 347-843-4559. That call-in number, 347-843-4559, where you can listen to Dr. Henderson tonight on Straight to the Point. Yes, yes. Powerful. Praise God. We trust you're having a great day today, and we want you to have a wonderful evening tonight on Straight to the Point. Hey, guys, we're going to give you another song here, The Greater, from the Allen Cathedral. Another powerful song tonight before we bring up Dr. Henderson, The Greater, from the Allen Cathedral. Amen. God bless you. This is Straight to the Point. Let's talk to you a little bit, okay? We'll be back to you right after this song. God bless you.
Why don't you make some noise if you know that you're looking for greater this year? I'm leaving the old past behind, and I'm looking for what's new. Said I'm looking for greater. I'm praying every day for greater. I'm reaching for it. I'm reaching for greater, y'all. And I'm believing for greater.
Greater faith,
for a greater harvest, I'ma give him a praise,
greater
work, and greater favor, for greater miracle, I'm talking about greater, I'm looking, yeah, for greater, every day I'm praying,
greater
work,
greater
work, and greater favor,
greater
Jordan, you tapped into straight to the point. The confidence got the Dolores T. Henderson. She's coming up in a few seconds here. We're just excited about that wonderful song, The Greater. That's the Allen Cathedral. Ladies and gentlemen, just to give credit to them. And the earlier song, ladies and gentlemen, was J.J. Harrison, Lord, You're Almighty. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Straight to the Point tonight. Hey, let's put your hands for the woman of God. She's coming on right now. We're going to open up the mic for Dr. Dolores T. Henderson.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening, everybody. Everybody out there in radio land, I greet you. I come before you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank you for tuning in with me to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are listening for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and also a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We lean on, we depend on, we stand on the word of God, particularly John 3:16. For the word of the Lord says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Yes. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. That's right. God gave his only begotten son for every single person, every living soul that is out here in the world, the entire world. Amen. That whosoever believes in him, whosoever, that means that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I'm so glad that you guys are tuning in with me on tonight. I want you to do me a favor. We didn't put a flyer out, but I want you to do me a favor. Those of you who are listening by way of live, those of you who are listening by way of the internet, I want you to call somebody. I want you to email somebody. I want you to text somebody. I want you to DM somebody. I want you to let them know that Prophetess Dr. Dolores C. Henderson is on the Straight to the Point on tonight. I want you to let them know to call 347-843-4559. Let them know that we're on and we're popping and we're live on the Straight to the Point. And so, again, I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that. And while you email somebody, you call somebody, you text somebody, you DM somebody, go on your social media network pages and let them know that we are on and popping, and we are on and popping. If you can do me a favor, go on Facebook and share this broadcast. I can't share because they got me blocked off my own page. But how many of you know that? Can nobody stop the gospel from going forth in the world? So I use all my other social media pages. Those of you who are listening to me, those who are tuning in, I'm not currently on Facebook, have not been on Facebook for 30 days now or so. I'm not able to get into my pages, but I want you to know that you can still reach me and contact me on Twitter. You can go onto Instagram. You can go onto Tumblr to contact me on those social media outlets until my Facebook comes back up. So we're excited. Or you can email me at drdthministries@gmail.com, drdthministries@gmail.com. We're excited for the songs that were played on tonight. He said, I'm looking for greater. How many of you are looking for greater, expecting greater? This is the season of a great expectancy, and where we know that God is about to do great exploits in the earth. So we are excited about the great manifestations that the Lord is going to do in all of our lives. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you because I see what God is about to do in your lives in this season. So I'm excited. Yes. Yes. I'm so excited. And tonight, I'm not going to be before you long. I want to pretty much dissect and the text on tonight and go through line by line, and just to let you guys know that God is definitely with us, and that this is definitely our season. I was talking on the Eternal Life Network TV last week, and I told them that this is the R season. What's the R season? That means that God is in the business of restoration, recovery, restoration, rejuvenation. Yes. Yes, the resurgence and the year of the revival. Let me say that again. We're in the season and the year of recovery, restoration, hallelujah, rejuvenation, the resurgence, and the year of the revival, the five R's, and five is the number of grace. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the five R season that we're in. Just call your neighbor and clap them. Somebody do some cartwheels and flips and say, I'm so happy that I'm in my 5R season. Somebody just shout, I'm in my 5R season. What's the 5R season? The 5R season is the recovery season. Hallelujah, the restoration season. The rejuvenation season, meaning I got my joy back. Hallelujah. I got my happy back. I got my love back. I don't hate nobody. I'm forgiving everybody. I'm rejuvenating. Can nobody stop my rejuvenation? Yes. And this is the season of the revival, the resurgence, and then the revival. So that's the 5R season. Let me say it again. Tell somebody, call somebody, text somebody, email somebody, and just say I'm in my 5R season. And when they ask you what that is, just say I'm in the season of recovery. I'm getting back everything that the devil thought he stole. I'm getting it all back. Somebody just say I'm getting it all back. Write it out loud. Write it down on a piece of paper and sing it out loud and yell it and say I'm getting it all back. This is my season. This is my season of recovery. I'm in my recovery season. I'm in my restoration season. Everything that the enemy thought that he was eating up is going to be restored. So I'm recovering. But I'm recovering some things. This is the season of restoration. This is the season of rejuvenation. This is the resurgence season, meaning it's coming back stronger and bigger and better. It's resurging. Hallelujah. And this is the season of the revival. It's about to be a breakout revival that the prodigals are coming back home and the prodigals are coming back home. You're going to be seeing droves of people coming in saying, what must I do to be saved? So this is the 5R season. If you don't get anything out of this message tonight, just know what the 5R season is. Write it down. Well, say it to you one more time. This is the season of 5R season. Number one, recovery. It should be your portion in the name of Jesus. Somebody repeat out to me, it should be my portion in the name of Jesus. I will recover, and I will recover it all. Coming out of the Samuel, when David said, ask the Lord, he said, God, should I pursue this truth? Somebody asked tonight, should you go after it? Yes. Your answer is yes, go after it. And when you go after it, you're going to win, and you're going to recover, and you're going to recover on, and you're going to get it more back than what you had before. So this is the first R, recovery. The second R is restoration, everything that you lost. God said, I'm going to restore it. I'm going to restore it sevenfold. I'm going to restore it back to you seven times more than what you had. Hallelujah. He said, I'm coming back to restore it. Everything that the canker worm had eaten up, the caterpillar, whatever it was that eaten up your crop. Whatever ate up your seed, whatever ate up your harvest, he said, I'm restoring it back unto you. That's the second R. The second R is restoration. The first R is recovery. The second R is restoration. And the third R is rejuvenation. I'm restoring your joy because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. I'm restoring your joy. This is your morning of joy. Your weeping days are over. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm coming to rejuvenate you. You're going to be rejuvenated. The third R is rejuvenation. He's coming to restore your and make you happy again. He's coming to make you love again. He's coming to make you restore your joy. He's coming to make you jump and shout and dance again like when you first gave your life to the Lord. How many of you know how you felt when you first gave your life to the Lord? You wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. You wanted everybody to know that Jesus saved you, that he changed your life. He said, I'm coming to rejuvenate you, to allow you and to make you want to shout and dance and do some cartwheels and flips again. Hallelujah. So number one was recovery. Number two was restoration. Number three is rejuvenation. Number four is the resurgence. He's coming to resurge you again. He's coming to make it bigger, better than it has ever been before, that eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard what he's about to do for you. The resurgence is about to be bigger, better, greater. I like the song. He said, I'm stronger, I'm better, I'm wiser. He's coming to make it better, stronger and wiser than it ever was before. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then that's the resurgence. And so number five is revival. Get ready. Your prayers have been answered. Those you've been praying for, those family members that you have been praying for, hallelujah. Get ready. Do some cartwheels and flips. If I was you, I would just start praising God right now in advance, because God is about to save. Somebody hear me on tonight. He's about to save your entire family. He's about to save those you've been praying for, those wavering children. Get ready, because they're about to come back. Those who wavering children, they're going to come back and apologize. Those wavering friends, those people you have been praying for, walking the floors late at night. God said it's about to be a breakout revival. The prodigal sons and daughters are about to return home. I said the prodigal sons and the prodigal daughters are about to come home. The churches are about to be filled again. They're coming in droves. People are going to be saying, what must I do to be saved? Running to the altar. You're going to see like never before. The five R's. What are the five R's, prophetess? The five R's is recovery. That's number one. Number two is restoration. Number three is rejuvenation. Number four is the resurgence. Resurgence. Number five is revival. And what does the number five mean? It means favor. So get ready for the five R favor being displayed and manifested in your life. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so tonight, I want to quickly discuss with you. I want to quickly discuss. Yes. 1 Chronicles 4:10, I want to discuss the prayer of Jabez, which has a whole lot to do with what I just got finished talking to you guys on tonight about the five R's, because there was a man who had been praying. You know, he had been praying and asking God to do some things for him, and this is what God is about to do in some of your lives on tonight. I'm going to come out of 1 Chronicles 4. The Bible says that Jabez cried out, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. He cried out to the Lord, to the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would indeed bless me and enlarge my borders, which, and in the Amplified Version, it says in parentheses, property, and that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil so that it does not hurt me. And God granted his request. So tonight, my friends, I just want you to know that this is the night that your request is about to be granted. As a matter of fact, ain't about to be, it's already been granted. I was thinking about how when Daniel was praying, if you read that text, you'll find that The angel of the Lord said that your prayer was answered as soon as you prayed it. But there was a fight going on in the spiritual realm. The enemy was trying to stop your blessing. He was trying to stop the answer from getting back to you. So your prayer was answered the moment you asked me. So some of you have been praying and asking God what's going on. God said, I've already answered you, and the answer is yes. Hallelujah. Somebody hear me tonight. He said, the answer is yes. So I'm just thinking about Jabez, how he cried out to God, the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would indeed bless me and enlarge my borders, and this you, and let your hand be upon me, and keep me from evil, keep me from harm, keep me from harm, and not only keep me from harm, but keep me from harming others. Hallelujah. And so that they won't hurt me and I won't hurt them. And the Bible says, and God granted his request. And so I just want to tell some, I don't want to break this down a little bit. If you look at the prayer of Jabez, you'll know, if you do some history and study, you'll know that Jabez didn't have an easy life. And it was because his own mother spoke sorrow over his life, spoke pain over his life. Matter of fact, named him the name Jabez, which means sorrow, which means pain, all because of the hurt and sorrow she had in her life. And so she put that same hurt and pain over her unborn child's life. And then once he was born and birthed, she actually named him how she was feeling. And so in his life, he had some trials and some tribulations, some things that he had to overcome. But the Bible says that he prayed and asked God to bless him and not remember him or not know him for what his mama or anybody else is calling him, but look at his heart. I just want somebody to know that God is about to bless you. It has nothing to do with your past. It has nothing to do with who your parents were. It has nothing to do with what your family members are. God is about to bless you because the Bible says that if you read this text, you will find that in the Bible says that Jabez was more honorable than all of his brethren. That means that it didn't matter what his mama said about him or tried to put on him or anybody tried to put on him. It don't matter what kind of family he came out of. God still chose him. God still chose him because God saw his heart. I mean, I try to tell people that it's not what you do on the inside. It has nothing to do with your works. It got to do with your heart. God looks at the heart. Everybody was trying to figure out and wonder why God loved David so much. David did a lot of stupid, crazy things, but the Bible says that he was a man after God's own heart. Because although David had issues and although David did a lot of stupid, crazy things, God looked at his heart and saw that his heart was in the right place, saw that his heart was right with him, with God, saw that he was quick to repent of sins. He committed sins, but when he came to realization of what he did, he quickly repented. He didn't blame others. He quickly said, it's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And the Bible says that God looks at the heart of man. And so the Bible says that in particularly in this Bible, that it particularly says that Jabez was honorable than all of his brothers. Amen. And so God, I believe that God allowed this text to be written about this man, Jabez. It's not a big, long text, and it's just a little bit, but it's the most one of the most powerful texts in the Bible. If you read this, God gives a background of his name and why his mother named him the name. And I think it's because God knew that it would be people who had grown up in harsh situations, harsh circumstances, that it would be people who had to grow up in families whose parents who probably didn't serve him. It would be people who had to grow up who was stigmatized and stereotyped. It would be people who would have to grow up who was rejected. It was people who would have to grow up and maybe go through trials or tribulations and had a hard life. But God wanted me to come to you tonight to let you know that it don't matter where you come from. Hallelujah. It don't matter what people try to do to you. God says you're blessed. God says can't nobody curse what he has blessed. The Bible says that Jabez called on the Lord. Somebody hear me on tonight. Called on the Lord his God and say, oh, the God of Israel. He said the God of Israel, he recognized and honored him for who he was. He knew that it was only one God, and that was the God of Israel, the all-powerful, the almighty, the all-knowing, the unmovable mover, the unshakable shaker, the unbreakable breaker. He knew that the God of Israel if anybody could change his name, if anybody could change his circumstances, if anybody could bless him, it would only be the God of Israel, the one and only God, the God that sit up high and look down low, the God from everlasting to everlasting, the most powerful, super powerful God, hallelujah, one and only God, the supreme ruler, hallelujah, the only one who could change his situation. He knew who to call on. So in situations of where you're being devalued, when you're being dismissed, when you're being undervalued, or when it seems like nothing is going right, or when it seems like nothing is going right in your life, you got to know who to call on. So Jabez knew who to call on. He said, you know what? I hear what you guys are saying, but I'm about to call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm about to call on the God of Israel because I know that he could change my situation. And so the Bible says he called on God, called on the God of Israel. He said, oh, that you would indeed bless me. Hallelujah. If you would Lord God, look upon my situation. Look upon my circumstances. Look upon and find me to just bless me, Lord God, not because of my works, but God, because of my heart. I have not done everything right, but God, just look at my heart. He said, look at my heart. If you could just bless me, bless me, bless me, enlarge my borders. Enlarge my borders and expand my borders and enlarge my territory, and that you would keep your hand on me, God, and that you would be with me and you would keep me from evil and so that it would not hurt me, and that you would keep me from hurting others. And so I like what he said. He prayed for enlargement, but he also prayed that God would keep him humble, so that when he does get it, that he won't go around hurting people, that he wouldn't go around thinking that, you know, he was big and bad. And not only that, he said, God, keep me humble. Not only keep me humble, but God, keep me from evil. Keep me from when I get it, that I won't, that when you bless me with it, that I won't forget where I came from, that I won't forget to serve you, that I won't forget to sow seed, that I won't forget to extend my hand and help somebody else. Somebody hear me on tonight, and that I won't do evil, hallelujah, when I get it, and that I won't forget you when I get it. God, you can trust me with the blessing. Somebody hear me on tonight. He told him, he said, God, you can trust me with the blessing. You can trust that when you give it to me, that I will not harm others, that I will not hurt others, that I will not do evil to others. And Lord, not only that, I won't do it to them, but keep me from evil, hallelujah, as well, that I will not be harmed, and keep me from sorrow, because I've experienced sorrow, and I know how I feel to be sorrowful. I know how I feel to be hurt. I know how I feel to be rejected. I know how I feel to be dismissed. I know how it feels to be hurt. And God, when you bless me, when you enlarge my territory, when you expand my borders, when you give it to me, God, help me not to do to others what was done to me. Somebody hear me on tonight, glory to God. Somebody hear me on tonight. Help me not to do to others once you bless my life, and once you, you know, enlarge my territory and take me to my wealthy place. Help me not to help hurt other people and look down on other people and dismiss people and do wrong to people and reject people. But God, help me to love and help me to forgive and help me to help somebody else up that needs a helping hand. God, that's what I want you to do, God, when you enlarge my territory. Somebody hear me on tonight. He said, and God, and after God saw his heart and saw that he was asking for the enlargement for a good cause, the Bible says, and God granted his request. Somebody hear me on tonight. Get ready and do some cartwheels and flips. God is about to grant your request. God is about to give it to you. Not next year, but in this season. Some woman tonight, you've been praying and asking God, where's your husband? God said he's about to give him to you. God said he's about to give him to you. You're about to be chosen. Hallelujah. Somebody been praying and saying, God, can you enlarge my business? Give me more clients. I come to tell you on tonight that your request has been granted. God is about to give you more clients. Your phone is about to ring like never before. Somebody's about to invite you to preach. Some minister, you've been asking God, when will people start calling me, asking me to preach, asking me to come and preach at their church, at their functions. God said, get ready, because it's about to happen for you. You're about to get calls like never before. Preachers going to be calling you like never before, asking you to come speak on their show. Come speak on their show. Stand in for them. So get ready. Somebody been praying and asking God about your business. You've been saying, God, what's going on? I've been having me in preparation period for over 15 years. I've been building this business for over 15 years. God, when am I going to see the increase? I come to tell somebody on tonight that your request has been granted, that your increase is now. You will begin to experience the increase, not not next year, but this year. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that it should happen immediately. It should happen straightway. It should happen right now in the name of Jesus. I just simply come to tell somebody that your request has been granted. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn?
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. What a powerful time tonight with Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us across the network, you've been listening to the wonderful voice of Dr. Dolores T. Henderson on Straight to the Point tonight. Powerful. Thank you so much, Doc. What a great time. I almost jumped out of my chair, Doc. I had to sit still. I had to make sure. I was so excited. I almost left the studio here. So thank you so much tonight, Doc, for this powerful word. Amen. Yes, man. We get ready to go to the lines, guys. We get ready to go to the lines. And I know Sister Sarah, she probably hopped out of her chair tonight as well. Sister Sarah, you're on with Dr. Henderson tonight. God bless you.
Yes, I am here. I tell you, I was about to just jump out of my seat as well.
Amen.
I tell you, I'm so excited. I just cannot wait to see what the Lord is going to do. The Lord is already in motion. He's already doing everything, the recovery, the restoration, the rejuvenation, the resurge, the revival.
Hell yeah. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Get ready for the 5-hour release. I call it the 5-hour release in your life. Get ready for the 5-hour release. I claim it for you. I declare and I seal it by the blood of the Lamb, by my prophetic decree and key, and I say that it is so, and so should it be established on the earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. God bless you, dear heart.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. You know, Dr. Henderson, I was just thinking about what you were saying tonight. You know, when we go and hear about a sale, you know, at a particular store, you know, you got 15,000 people outside getting ready to get that sale, you know, and they just go and start grabbing. And you better start grabbing tonight, folks. This is free. So you better start grabbing everything you need tonight. In Jesus' name, go grab your stuff tonight.
Right. Go grab it. Go get it. Go get your stuff.
Right. Go get it. God has a plentiful. He's got enough for everybody. I can tell you that, but he will not run out.
He does.
So thank you so much. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So, again, we didn't put out a flyer on tonight, but we want to thank those who are online, those of you who didn't speak. We want to thank you for coming on and listening in, and we want to thank those who did speak, those who are listening by way of the internet. We want to thank you. And so this is the end of our program on tonight. I just want to quickly tell you and to encourage you and motivate you and inspire you to get happy for the 5-hour release and know that your request has been granted. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. We about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this on tonight. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, across the globe and in 5 nations, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we are excited about Straight to the Point with Dr. Henderson tonight. She dropped some great stuff tonight for you. I want you guys to share this out. Put this out to all your platforms. Everybody on the planet that's in your network needs to hear this message tonight from Dr. Henderson. What a powerful, powerful time. Hey, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song we started out with as well from J.J. Harrison. Lord, you are mighty. And he is so mighty, guys. You got to give him some credit. Give God all the credit because he is a mighty God. Have a great evening and we'll talk to you. Have a powerful week as well. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Lord, you're mighty.
Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, and we want you to have a wonderful rest of the evening and have a powerful and productive week. Take care. We'll see you next time. We're here Monday, every Monday evening, ladies and gentlemen, Lord willing, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Straight to the Point. with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson and several others as well that host each and every week throughout the month. So thank you so much for joining us. Hey, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Take care. Remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.